Okay, Chevra, we've been learning some of the aspects of Lifnei Iver for the last couple of weeks. Tonight I want to talk about a practical question, the halacha, which rumor has it, Rav Soloveitchik used to say is like one of the most difficult questions that a Rav ever has to confront, which is the shayla of, am I allowed to invite non-religious Jews over to my home on a Shabbos? The assumption is that when you invite a non-religious Jew, they're going to be driving on Shabbos, and that might mean that I am involved in their aveira. The way we understood the issur of Lifnei Iver is that I have a portion, I have a chelek of the aveira that they get, so perhaps it's tantamount to me being mechal of Shabbos if I invite them over. Even if it's not that I get a chelek of their aveira, the fact is that Lifnei Iver is an issur d'oraisa to give people the ability to perform an Isser d'oraisa, that itself is forbidden for me. So is it mutter to invite the non-religious Jews over for Shabbos? That's really the question. Now, if you remember, when we learned the sugya of Lifnei Iver in the Gemara, we noticed that the Gemara pointed out that there's a difference between Lifnei Iver, Betrei Avad Nahara, and it's not Trei Avad Nahara. The Gemara says, there's only Lifnei Iver if it's on two sides of the river. Presumably that means that if I give you an object of Isser, let's say in the Gemara's case, I give a kos yayin to a nazir, I give a cup of wine to a nazir, I give Ephraim and Achai to Ben Noach, if we're on two opposite sides of the river, so the Ben Noach or the nazir couldn't get it without my assistance, on that situation, the Gemara says it's the Isser of Lifnei Iver, that's the Isser d'oraisa. The question is, what about if it's on one side of the river? What about if the nazir is on the same side of the river where the wine is, and presumably the nazir could get the wine without my assistance, and I still facilitate, I still give the nazir the cup of wine? So the Ramah, the first source that we have on the sheets, says that there are two different opinions about this. Yesh omrim, hada asur limkol lahem dvarim ha-shayochon avodos, hainu davkem ein lahem achem ki yotzi bo, o shal yuchul liknois b'makam acher, avon michom liknois b'makam acher, mutar limkol lahem kol davar. Opinion number one in the Ramah is that if they could obtain the items that are necessary for avodah zarah on their own, and I just facilitate, I just make it easier for them, I just give it to them, so zok the Ramah, in that situation, that's called Chad Avad Nahara, that's one side of the river, and Yesh Omrim, that it's Mutter. There are some who say that it's Mutter, and they quote in the notes that this is the Mordechai in the first pack of Avodah Zarah. The Yesh Machmirim. Then there are those who are Machmir. The Minig is L'Hakyal, but a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. That's basically what it says. So the opinion that's Machmir assumes that even though it's on Chad Avad Nahara, even though it's on one side of the river, and the Aveira could be done without my facilitation, nonetheless, right, there's an Issa Drabonim. So that's the machlokes between the Mordechai and the other Rishonim, the Tosis, the Rush, etc., the Hagos Mordechai. That's the machlokes. In other words, if it's Chad Avad Nahara, if it's on the same side of the river, is it considered an Issa Drabonim, or is it Heter Gomor? These are two opinions in the Ramah. So far, so good. Comes along the Shach. Shach, as we all know, coolest person ever. He lived between 1621 and 1662. The Shach, like we've mentioned, was probably the first real Talmud Chacham who lived in the town of Vilna. He was a dayan in Vilna at the age of 17. He was awesome. We love the Shach. Fine. So the Shach writes, Yesh Omrim, Zok the Shach, Desvirulai, Ki hecha daminan b'shas gabin nazir da'asal ahoshit lo kos yayin tainu davki b'dukai b'shay avad in nahara hu hadin hacha. Right? In other words, the first opinion in the Ramah that it is going to be mutter to give the item to the person when it's on the same side of the river, it's chad avad in nahara, when he could obtain the item on his own. What that means is that just like by a nazir, if it's trei avad nahara, it's usr, and chad avra is mutter, here also chad avra is going to be mutter. V'yesh machmirim, v'sovrim demikom makoim, isid rabbonan ikka, afil lohevi kamo trei avri dinahara. The yesh machmirim feels that there's an isid rabbonan, v'kozal adas harav, and this is all according to the Ramah. In other words, zok the shach, just explaining the Ramah, that opinion number one, that says that it is mutter, and opinion number two that says it's also, they're disagreeing about when it's chad avad in the hara in general. Do I assume that becomes heter gomor or not? That's what the Shach says in explanation of the Ramah. According to the Ramah, therefore, our case of inviting a non-religious Jew on Shabbos, l'cha'ira it's chad avad in the hara, no? The non-religious Jew, if he wants to drive on his own, he could drive. He doesn't need me to tell him to drive, no? So, he could do the Avera without me. It's Chad Avad in the Hara. Opinion 1 in the Ramah would say it is Mutter. Opinion 2 in the Ramah would say it's Aser. And the Ramah also says you should be Machmir not to do it. A Baal Nefesh should be Machmir not to do it. That would be what emerges from the Ramah. But comes along the Shach. And the Shach says, Lefi Ani Yastaiti, third line, the Shach, to Lo Pligi. Seems to me that there's no machlokes. The Kuli Alma Modim Laha Mordechai Betoises Bepakta Vodazara, the Ba'ovin Kochavim Omumer Shari. Vagois Mordechai and Tosis and the Rush Bepakta Shabbos and the Ran and Pakta Vodazara, Mari be Yisrael, Shuchayev Lahafisho me Isser Kedakasav Harasham, the Logar me Yisrael, Cotton, Ochel Nevelis, Shebezim Mitzuvin Lahafisho, Koshikan Yisrael Gomer. Zuck the Shach! It appears to me that there's no machlokes between these Rishonim. Those Rishonim Muslim that Bechad Avad Nahara, it is Osir. Those Rishonim are talking about a Jew, a full-fledged Yid, Mitbardun Pais. That type of Jew, you're not allowed to. That type of Jew, you're not allowed to give him an Isser if it's Chad Avad Nahara. However, if it's a guy, or if it is a mummer, if it is a Jew who is, how do we say mummer nicely? I don't know if we can. A Jew who's like not really observant, who's like rebelling against Yiddishkeit, no? Bad stuff like that. If it's a mummer, Zuck the Shach, or a goy, so then Bechad Avad Nahara, it's going to be mutter. And there is zero machlokes between them. And then the Shach proves it because he says, if you don't agree with me, then you have a steer in the rush. Elamai, when it's a goy or a mummer, it's heter gomer if it's Chad Avad Nahara. And if it's a Yisrael gomer, full-fledged Jew, Chad Avad Nahara is usher drabbanon ad kan divrei ha-shach. Dov. So, you're talking about mumr lahachas and mumr latei oven. So many of the poskim assume that according to the Shach, if it's a mumr latei oven for the one avera that he's a mumr on, so then also the halacha would be that there's no lifnei iver b'chad avad nahara. But if it's a mumr lahachas and even for a different avera, not an avera that he's mumr on. So that's the way. In that safer. Mechal Shabbos is considered mumer l'chalal Torah kula. Right? Mechal Shabbos by definition is mumer l'chalal Torah kula. Now, so what I have over here is a tremendous chiddush in the Shach. What the Shach is saying is that if someone is a mumer, so then there is no iser to facilitate that person to do an avera. So our Mechal Shabbos, inviting him over on Shabbos, the person presumably is a mummer, no? According to the Shach, invite him over, glory be, awesome, amazing. You have a comment?
Yeah, because if you're inviting him, you'll be Mekarev. So you must have a principle here that you can sense this day and you want to make him not a mummer. So
it's a catch 22. But right now he still is a mummer. My goal is to make him in the situation that I can't invite him over. Right? But so now, this is the approach of Shach. According to the Shach, l'cha'ora, it's mutter to invite a non-observant Jew on Shabbos. And it's not two opinions in the Ramah. The Shach is saying that both opinions agree that for a mummer or a goy, it's mutter. Now, so,
are we saying Tinokshin Ishbai is also mummer?
So, well, yes. At this point, that's what we're saying. That that's a problem. You can't really say that Tinuk Shenishba is a mummer. In fact, in the Tshuva, there's an article in this journal, the Journal of Halakhic Contemporary Society, Volume 66, by Rabbi Yosef Gavriel Bechhofer. I believe he's related somehow to the Kehila. He's a cousin, right? He's a cousin of the president.
He's the
Erev
person.
He's the Erev person, the Erev Rav. Yeah. So, Rabbi Bechhofer, in this article, volume 66, he notes that many of the modern day poskim deal with this issue. Rav Wozner, Zichrono Levracha, in his tshuva, he makes your argument, Yoni. He says you can't be mekel al tzemumer because today we paskin that the concept of mumer does not apply to our mechalalei Shabbos Rishon said. There's a famous chazanish in Yerdei and Simon Beis where the chazanish says aleinu lemoshchem b'avosos ha'ahava. That our responsibility is to draw them in with the ropes of love to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. That's what the chazanish says. So now, he tied this that therefore the concept of mumer won't apply. Now, lemaisa though, one could argue that the approach of Rav Wozner is not really gonna help out in this case. Let's take the shach slowly. The shach tainas that if I am a guy, I'm not a guy as far as I know, my mother's Jewish, Baruch Hashem, but if I'm a guy or a mummer, the shach says then there's no iser of lifnei iver b'chad avda nahara. There's no iser of, that's usually called misayeya. There's no iser misayeya on a mummer. Why not? The Nodav Yehuda asks, but don't we know that Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Vav Yisrael Afal Pishachata Yisrael Hu, right? A Jew, no matter what, a Jew who's a mummer, bleibt a Yidaychet, right? You're still a Jew, no matter what. So Frek the Dogomer Vav, how could the Shach say that a mummer is equivalent to a goy? When we know that Yisrael Afal Pishachata Yisrael Hu. So look at the way Dogam Rav does it. How Va'adai, she Yisrael Mumer Afal Pishachata Yisrael Hu, V'im Kain, Ma Beino L'Sha'ar Yisrael L'Inyin L'Hafrisha Me'Aveira. If Yisrael Afal Pishachata Yisrael Hu, so what's the difference between this Mumer and anyone else when it comes to separating because of Hafrisha Me'Aveira? Aval nira lafi in the aesthetic kavanas hashach the af Yisrael imetzum lahafrisho kinkisha over b'shogeg v'yesh b'yad ish acher lahafrisho chayav lahafrisho zok the dog omer vava comes on the night of Yehuda. He says, you know what? What the shach really means to say is that if the person is violating an avera b'shogeg, then you have to separate them from the avera. When the person is violating the avera b'mezid, deliberately, intentionally, then you don't have to separate. So yes, mummer, right, is considered a Yisroel b'chala teira kula. And yes, a tinok shenishpa is not a mummer. But for us, those categories are really immaterial here. Because zok de tongo mirvava, what the shach means la halacha, is a distinction between shogeg and mezid. If I'm doing an aveira, knowing that it's an aveira, b'mezid, so then there's no chi of la hafrishay. But if I'm doing that very b'shogeg, there's a chiyuv hafrisha. Now you might contend, but what do you mean? Our mechalal Shabbos today is not doing an aver b'mezid. But I don't know if we are using the same gods of mezid and shogeg like that I use everywhere else. I would say that, right, in other words, our mechalal Shabbos today are considered shogeg in the sense that they don't recognize the severity of the avera. But they certainly know that what they are doing is considered to be a forbidden act by others.
But that's the entire chiddush of Chazanish.
That it's a chiddush of chazanish, but what I'm contending is that maybe for the purposes of the of this shach as understood by the Dogo Merivova, it's not the same. Perhaps because if I know what I'm doing, and I know that what I'm doing is considered usher by other people, so then, I don't have a chiyuv lahafrishay me'aveira. In other words, I'll say it like this. Many understand that the pshat nedago merivava is that why do I not have to separate a Jew who's a mezid? Why don't I have to separate from aveira? The answer is because usually separating you from an aveira, removing you from doing an aveira, is part of the din of hocheya tochichas hamisecha. It's probably the idea of giving mussar to somebody. Now, there are certain people that the Sefer Yerayim notes and other Rishonim have. Again, this is Machlokes Rishonim. But there are certain people about whom there's no mitzvah of Hocheya Tochiyach. The mitzvah of Hocheya Tochiyach, of rebuking, of giving mussar to someone, is only when there's a strong likelihood that I'll be successful. But if someone is in a place that it's highly unlikely I'll be successful, so then we could say that maybe there's no real mitzvah of hecheyat hecheyach. It might be a midas chasidus or something. But if it's no full mitzvah of hecheyat hecheyach in that situation, so then what we could suggest is that's why I don't have the issue of lifnei iver b'charav denara. Because lifnei b'charav denara, helping you out in aveira, the reason why that's usur is based on the fact, well, I should make sure you don't do aveiras. I have a din of hecheyat hecheyach. But if you're doing it b'meizet, and therefore, it's unlikely that my tolchacha will be effective. Right? The Gemara in Arachin says is sometimes mitzvah shelo lomar dover she'ena nishma, that you don't have a mitzvah tolchacha in certain situations. So if I don't have mitzvah tolchacha about this person, so there's no din of lifnei iver b'charav denahara. So if that's the case, so then our tinuk shenishba today, we can maintain, right, our Jew Mechashate, we can say, I don't have a full mitzvah of tochacha, because it's unlikely to be successful. Right? The pasuk says, don't give tochacha to elites. No? There's certain people that I shouldn't give tochacha to. And hecheya techiach es amisecha, it doesn't always apply. There's mitzvah shalomar tafashein on nishma. So if the person is in that category, so then we could say, that again, this is my thinking just as a way of perhaps deflecting what Rav Wassner said. Yeah.
This is more complex here as a question of two versus one. For example, there's someone who wants to invite for Seder, right? If I don't invite him for Seder, he'll drive and get a pizza. If I do invite him for Seder, commonly eat matzah and he'll
okay, good.
So it's two versus one. It's simple.
So that's, but ultimately, though, I am responsible for you doing an Avera. So shouldn't that be Lifnei Iver? So one of our suggestions so far is that it shouldn't be Lifnei Iver because the person is halachically amazed. And if it's halachically amazed, then there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver if you could do the Avera otherwise. That would be based on this Shachas on the Subad Dogam Rav. And I should point out, by the way, that some Achrayinim have a different Yishuv to the two opinions. If you look in the Tshuva of the Meshav Dover and the Tshuva of the Malamed L'Hoel, they say that the difference is if I'm giving the Chepza shall Avera, the time that you're going to do the Isser Mamish, so that is also B'charav Denahara. But if I do the if I give you the Chepza of Avera before you'll do that Avera, then it's permitted. The Meshav Dover has a famous tshuva, I'm allowed to be Masada Kedushin for a couple who will not be Nizhar and Taras HaMishpacha, no? So he points out, without being too graphic about it, that the real Avera that they're going to do is not under the Chuppah. It's going to be a little bit later. And as such, he says, again, he's also assuming that they're not doing the Avera before they're married. Apparently, he was at a time when moral standards are somewhat different than they are today, ad kan devarai. But the fact is, says the Meshav Dover, if my assistance is before the Avera, so then there's no lifnei iver b'charav denahara. That's the way he answers the contradiction. According to that, l'cha'ora, in this case also, I don't know if what I'm doing is at the same time that you're doing the Avera. I invite you, you do the Avera a little bit later, no? There's also that time lag. It's like, I'm Masada Kedushin, the Avera happens a little bit later, so it could also be permitted, but
they may be doing it to get to the meal.
What? They're doing it to get to the meal, yeah. That's the assumption. Or they're doing it they get to get to the meal, going to leave the meal, but either way, they're not the time when I do my action of inviting them is not the time when they are doing their Avera. And as such, there's grounds to be makel based on that Meshav Dover. Now, this I think is the classic approach if we look within the sugya of Lifnei Iver in the normal, standard way. The amazing thing about Poskim, though, is that Poskim have a way of identifying other sugyas that are not the local sugyas. I don't need to be a posek to open up the Shulchan Aruch, the right page, and to find the din, no? And if I could, anyone could open the Shulchan Aruch and find the Shach, and anyone could find the Meshav Dover. It's not that hard. You like Bar Ilan, you type a little bit. The Gemara of Moshe Feinstein is that he looks at this type of question and he brings in a totally different sugya, which he thinks really sheds light on this entire conversation. Let's look at this Tshuva Nigris Moshe. It's from Tufshin Tes Vav. That is 1955. Is that correct? 1955. It's a tshuva written to my dear friend Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan. Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, as we know, right, wrote some of the most important books on Machshava. Yes. He's awesome. And he was... and the question is, Balabatim Shirotzim Lasus Minyan Avrchinuch HaYelodim. They want to make a minyan. The Balabatim want to make a minyan for chinuch for the kids. Ubarur Shayavo B'machines. It's clear that in order to get to the minyan, they're going to take their machines on Shabbos. So he writes to Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, Hine, Bidvar Ritzona Balabatim Lasus Minyan Avrchinuch HaYelodim Shabbara Shayavo B'machonios. Right, it's clear that they're going to, they live so far away from Shul. There's no way that they're going to come to this special junior congregation without their machines. So, Pashatu Barasha Asar Avak, Tanim Shayna B'nai Mitzvah. Dechi Chinuch Tefila Adif Michinuch Mitzvah Shabbos. First of all, what? There's a mitzvah Chinuch. So, you have to teach them Shabbos. You have to, like, to teach them to come to Minyan to Daven, that's more important. What? Vigam. Hahu kemitzavim osam lavo lehispalo bahaminyan af ba'ofen shichalo Shabbos. It's like you're commanding them to come and down with a minyan when they're going to be mechalo Shabbos. V'lachem v'adai chas v'shom lahaskim l'dobar kazeh shahu lo lechanech l'mitzvahs ela adarabo lechanechon lehepe chas v'shalom. He says, chas v'shom, should you agree to this? Because this isn't chinuch for mitzvahs, this is chinuch for the opposite. And if the balabatim won't listen, and they'll make the minyan anyway, which is kilkul and havaras hadas, right? And you can't get them to change their mind by protesting. Eini ro'em ayocho kvot haraso lasos old. I don't know what you could do. I don't know what you could do. He says you should speak to the kids, tell them that they should walk and not drive, but you shouldn't have such a junior congregation for kibbutz purposes. That's basically this Chuvan Reb Moshe. Next Chuvan Reb Moshe. He was asked by Rabbi Naftali Karlbach of Detroit if there's an Isra of Lifnei Iver to invite people going to come and daven on Shabbos when you know that they are going to travel with their machines. Veheshavti Dilahazmis harachokim, but often she eav sheshiavobolo chilo Shabbos, vaday osir. To invite people to live far away, that the only way they could come involves chilo Shabbos, that for sure is osir. Vuhu old garua me iser lifnei iver, sharei hu old be iser mesis. Zot Reb Moshe, this is even worse than lifnei iver, it's mesis. Now, reading between the lines, apparently the psak of Reb Moshe that you can't have this junior congregation that will have kids coming in cars on Shabbos, that got out. And Rabbi Naftali Karlbach, who was the rabbi, writes to Reb Moshe and says, but what do you mean? Why is there an issue of Lifnei Iver in this case? Like in the sugya of Lifnei Iver that we just learned, you get an impression that they're at Stodim, they're strong grounds, Lahakim. So Reb Moshe writes, it seems to him that this is much worse than Lifnei Iver. This is Mesis. Mesis is when I instigate you to do an Aveira. V'af she'iser Mesis l'chiv skila, hu rak Mesis l'avoid avoid zara, even though when it comes to being chayiv skila. The din of Mesis is only when it comes to worship idols, mikol makom le'inyan ha'iser va'onish klape shmaya, b'chol ha'chomer. She'ain't hayan in lemesis yesh bechol ha'isurim, like it appears in Sanhedrin Chaf Tes, the Reb Shimon Bar Nachman in the name of Reb Yochanan says, minay she'ain't hayan in lemesis, we learn that from Nachash HaKadmoni, av shelo hayachit avodazor, la isra achila me'et hadas. Meaning to say, Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that we have a rule that ain't hayan in lemesis. We don't come up with any excuses. You're a mesis, you're an instigator for avarus, Zohar Ligon and Dred, right? No excuses, you're gone, throw the bricks at them, nothing. How does the Gemara know that? We know there's some Nachash HaKadmoni, that primordial snake, right? That the primordial snake basically said, the primordial snake, right, said that you should eat from the eight. Now, L'cha'ora, we could have gotten out of what the snake is saying. And why does the snake suffer as a mesis? Don't we have a rule of divrei harav, v'divrei ha-talmid, divrei mishomim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And the snake says to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Who should you listen to? God, snake. Who do we listen to? Maybe we should listen to God, right? And we should say, divrei harav, divrei ha-talmid, divrei mishomim, don't listen to the snake. Nonetheless, ain't taught in the mesis. No excuses. You're a mesis. You're instigating to do an aveira. And therefore, you die. Now, Zotra Moshe, mesis! The snake! What's the snake doing? What's the avodah zara over here? Right? You're only eating from the Eitz Hadas. That's not avodah zara. Says Rav Moshe, Zetman from Dan, you see from here that the Isser of Mesis is even on those prohibitions which are not Avodah Zarah. Now, the Lomdim always point out, this happens to be Machlokas between Rashi and the Yad Ramah, there in Sanhedrin Choftes. Rashi tries to interpret that the Isser of the snake and the Eitz Hadas was really an Isser of Avodah Zarah, because the snake was trying to say, oh, don't believe in God. God is like, God just doesn't want you to be like him, right? You eat this fruit, you're going to be too smart, and you'll be a threat to God's power, right? That's the way Rashi says it. But the Yad Ramah says it the way Rav Moshe says it. But the fact is, Rav Moshe is saying that there's an Isser Mesis by all Averis, and therefore, Zot Rav Moshe, you can't invite someone on Shabbos out to the Isser of Mesis. Now, right? Again, if I take Rav Moshe, there would be Isser Mesis. Now, what does that mean? I think Rav Moshe means is as follows.
The
Gemara derives from the snake, Ein Tayan in Lamesis. I see from the snake that when someone tries to instigate an Aveira, you don't make any excuses for that person. Right? Let him die, right?
He didn't die, just to crawl.
Hey, you know, you have to suffer. No excuses to be made. Now, Rav Moshe's idea of mesis, what does that mean when you think about it? What's Rav Moshe mean? Why is this worse than lifnei iver?
Because you're not just facilitating, you're instigating.
In other words, yes, you would do an aveira anyway, no? But the aveira that you'd be doing anyway, you'd be doing on your own. Stamase, you'd be doing an aveira, perhaps. But now you're doing the aveira for me. So now I am a direct cause of your aveira. You're driving to come to my house on Shabbos. Rav Moshe says that's worse than regular lifnei iver. The rules and regulations of lifnei iver won't apply in the case of mesis. And Zot Rav Moshe, applying Rav Moshe's principle, right, inviting someone for a Shabbos meal would be the Isser of Mesis, because I could say it like this. In the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Lifnei Iver, the Gemara talks about a Nazir who wants a kos of Yayin. The Nazir says, give me a cup of wine. The guy wants Eiver Menachai. The guy says, give me the Eiver Menachai. So the Aveira begins from the person who violates the Aveira, no? He wants it. I, as a Nazir, want the cup of wine. You give it to me. But the source, the beginning of the process, there's no instigation here, right? It began from your taiva to do an Aveira. As opposed to the case of our Shabbos situation, when it begins not from your taiva to do an Aveira, but begins from my taiva to have you do an Aveira. I want you to drive on Shabbos because I want you to come to my house. So if they invite themselves, so then Enochanami, but Moshe would say that's not Mesis. Right? Fine point. But according to Moshe, if I invite my co-worker and say, you know what, Ignatz, you should come, wonderful Shabbos, we'll have strudel, it's going to be awesome, right? Come over, Ignatz. So in that situation, I'm instigating you. And then Rav Moshe would say, there's no heter. L'chora. Now, the Rav Moshe, I think, is assuming that instigating is worse than the regular case of Lufni Iver, based on who has the taiva to do the Avera, that's why I'm explaining it. Many poskim disagree with Rav Moshe. I give you here a tshuva of Rav Moshe Sternbach, who talks about a kid who's about tshuva, who wants to invite his non-religious parents for a meal. So Moshe Sternbach is meiko. He says that there's no Isra Lifnei Iver in this case, because Lifnei Iver means that I'm being machshel you in an Avera. Over here, my kavana is not for an Avera, my kavana is to help you become more religious. You see, I can't define this as a michshel. I can't define it like I'm giving you an Avera. Because ultimately, when I invite you for a Shabbos meal, my kavana is to make you more religious. So that's not an Aveira. In the bigger picture, that's mitzvah stuff, no? This is very similar to an idea that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach has in the Tshuva. You know, the Gemara says, or Shulchan Aruch Paskens, I should say, in Kuf Samach Tesef Aruch Hayim, that I'm not allowed to give food to someone who won't wash their hands in Tilas Yadayim, no? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, let's say you have a rich person who can help the community. Hey, okay, read the lines. And if you're not going to give him food, so he's not going to help the community, and he'll become antagonistic to the community. So in that situation, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not being machshel him in the Navera of eating bread without Netzios Yadayim. Rather, you're being mezakeh him in mitzvahs of supporting the community and loving the Jewish people. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hei. In other words, I define the action not as an Avera, but I look at the bigger picture and I say, you know what? This isn't really an Avera. Now, Reb Moshe Sternbach says the Svara, and Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach also says the Svara in a Tshuva that's not found in the Bar Ilan. There are two different versions of Mincha Shlomo Volume 2. And for some reason, the Bar Ilan only printed what is the black version of Mincha Shlomo Volume 2. I happen to own the red version. Why this happened, I have no idea. Why this version was never reprinted. This tshuva is never reprinted. This is a tshuva from 1988 that Reb Shlomo Zalman in Tzchelek Beis, Simen Dalet, Os Yod. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes this tshuva to Rabbi Michal Shon, who runs the yeshivas Or Sameach in Yerushalayim. Okay? Kirov! Question. Right? Hinani Meshavlo, you don't have it on your sheets because it's not Ireland. Hinani Meshavlo, Bezeb Kitzer, on the questions that you asked in terms of running a minion for Rechokim, that you want to be Makar of them to Torah and Mitzvahs, and you want to rely on the Sefer HaChoshuv Melamed Lahoel, who quotes many Gedolei Olam that Mechalei Shabbos Bezman is added in of Tinokel Shinishbu. Fascinating thing. Meaning, Yoni, here's for you. Reb Shlomo Zalman in this tshuva is talking about, according to the opinion of Reb David Zvi Hachman, that Mechalei Shabbos B'Zman Hazeh are not considered Mechalei Shabbos, they're Tinoko Shenishbu, what about inviting them? In other words, don't say like Rav Vosner said, that the fact that Tinoko Shenishbu makes it worse because I don't have the kula of the Shach. By Lifnei Iver, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman is talking clearly within the position of the Melamed Lahoel. In this case, you're doing it for Matara Kedoshav, Kira for Chokim. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Niralafi Anistaiti Pashut Kedalahalon. He gives four criteria by which you can have a minion for Rechokim, for non observant Jews to come. One, you're allowed to invite them, someone who lives far away, providing you offer them a place to sleep. If they don't want to accept the place to sleep, then you don't have to tell them not to come, and you don't have to warn them, by the way, don't drive on Shabbos. Offer them a place to sleep, point one. Point two, the parking lot of Shul should be closed. Point three, it's better not to combine these Mechalei Shabbos to Minyan, have 10 observant Jews without them. Point four, if you have 10 observant Jews without them, you can call these non-observant Jews to the Torah to give them an aliyah. That is Reb Shlomo Zalman. If you don't believe me, I can pass it around. It's right here. He says it.
What does he mean by the fact that he's saying that to a teenage Nishba? What does that help?
So, I don't know what it helps, but I clearly see from the tshuva that it doesn't hurt. I have no idea why he needed that. But apparently the Shoel, this Rabbi Shon from Or Sameach, he had part of his question about that. But what do I see here? What do I see? I see that Reb Shlomo Zalman was not nervous about the Mesis idea, no? Reb Shlomo Zalman basically saying, I'm making a minyan for Kiruv, and so long as I offer them a place to stay, all is jim dandy, all is great.
But that's different. How would you describe the situation? It's like he doesn't have machlokes with no one. He just describes situation that at the moment you invited them, there wasn't the situation with neighbor because you offer them a place to sleep.
But Reb Shlomo Zalman is talking about that. Should I make the...
After that, you don't have to cancel the invitation.
Reb Shlomo Zalman's question was about establishing a minyan for them to come to daven, means that they're going to be driving on Shabbos.
I don't understand. You said that, like, the rabbi said that the tshuva is that you have to offer them a place to sit. They will be without...
Just offer them a place to stay.
So the invitation was with the condition.
No, so I think...
There wasn't any problem of the neighbor.
Okay, because it's a Friday night minyan. But I know that they're going to be driving afterwards now.
We also know that after shul they will drive and do whatever, but Ibn Moshe is talking about the invitation that coming with Chilul Shabbat. Here the invitation coming without Chilul Shabbat.
So you're making a distinction between an invitation for Shabbat lunch and for Friday night?
I think it's two different okito. The thing is, you don't have to cancel the invitation. After that, they tell you, we'll come with a car and we're not staying for the night. You don't have to do that. But there is no technical a problem. With Lifnei Giver. The case of Ibrot Moshe, his last line,
Ein Tzrichim Lahaziro To She'asur Lahagia Barechev.
So you don't have
that to, means I don't have to warn him not to come by car, even though I know he's going to come by car on Shabbat.
I think it's realistic that you don't have to
Read it again. We can fight it. I'll say it like this. According to him, to Reb Moshe Sternbuch, certainly it's mutter.
Yeah, that's
for sure. Right? But according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I think also it's mutter, so long as he says I should offer them a place to stay on Shabbos, which means it's not 1,000,000% there's going to be challah Shabbos. You're right. It could be that Reb Shlomo Zalman would assume that it's also to invite them for Shabbos lunch if you know 1,000,000% they're going to be coming on Shabbos. Right? And he's only talking about a case when there's some possibility, even though it's very far-fetched. But
if they come with a car, it's no problem.
So I'm willing to acknowledge that. But the fact is, what Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying is certainly different than Reb Moshe. The point in Lomdus I'm trying to get to is the point of whether there's an Isser of Mesis involved in Lifnei Iver. Just look very quickly in the Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi is a sefer on Kloim, on Shas. The Yad Malachi writes, Lifnei Iver lo titen michshol. We only answer it when it's Chukoy betray Avad in Ahara. Lav davka b'chi hai gavna she'no yachol litlo me'atmo b'shum o'klal. Elo kosha ein ha'isor mizuman lefanav. Vuhu meviyo lebeito umazmin lefanav ha'isur kikoy betray avad in ahara hashvinon, like the Prichodesh right and the Rav Mishpatei Shmua right, and that's in the Sefer Derech Hakodesh, etc. Meaning to say, says the Yad Malachi, that if I invite you to give you an isur, that's the same as trey avad in ahara. That is a very similar idea to Reb Moshe. What the Yad Malachi is saying is that the cases in the Gemara of Lifnei Iver, when we say if it's Natrei Avda Nahara, it's Mutter, that's talking about when you want the Aveira. But if I want to give you the Aveira, then it's Mamish going to be Usser. That is going to be, he doesn't use the word Mesis, but he says that for sure is an Isser of Lifnei Iver. It's not just the Yad Malachi who says it. What? The Yad Malachi was a Svadish Goyin who wrote a Sefer on Kolam of Shas and Poskim. It's a very great Sefer, actually. I think it's a 19th century work. I really don't know that much about it. I'd have to look into it. Now, not only is this the Yad Malachi, but this summer we're talking about the Chafetz Chaim a lot, so we may as well say something from the Chafetz Chaim, no? Rabbi Israel Meir Kagan, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Tes, Ois Aleph, He basically paskins, he quotes from the Rambam, from the other Rishonim, there's a din of Avak Lashon Hara. In other words, Avak Lashon Hara means like the dust of Lashon Hara. I shouldn't say, oh, don't talk to me about so and so, because that's going to say, oh, why shouldn't I talk about him? Oh, you know something? Oh, right? So that's considered Avak Lashon Hara. That's what the Chafetz Chaim paskins. Then the Chafetz Chaim asks a question. The Koshali al HaRambam. Why is the Rambam saying this is Avak Lashon Hara? L'cha'ora, this is the Isser D'Oraisa of Lifnei Ivel Ositi Mechshol. Avak Lashon Hara is an Isser D'Rabbanan. But if I say, don't talk to me about Yankel, that is causing you to talk about Yankel. So that is Lifnei Ivel D'Oraisa. Dumya, similar to the case of Makke B'no Gadol, if I hit my son after his bar mitzvah, you should know it's so hard not to violate this. I'm telling you, my son, whatever. No, not so easy. I don't know if that was Lashon Hara I just said, but whatever. But the fact is, right, the Gemara in Moikot Yudzayin says it's Usr L'Hakos B'no Gadol, that's considered an Isser of Lifnei Iver, because he's going to hit back. I think Rav Volpi writes in the Sefer on Chinuch that this din applies even to kids before the Bar Mitzvah today, because kids are going to hit back. Rav Volpi understands that the Gemara's distinction B'no Gadol versus B'no Katan is just that usually little kids listen more and they're less likely to hit back. But he says in our generation even little kids will hit back, which Einenu HaRo'os, I mean, my 3-year-old hits me all the time. So he asks, the Chafetz Chaim asks, how come it's not Lifnei Iver? Why is it only an Issa Drabban of Avak Lashon Hara? Why is it not Lifnei Iver? And when it comes to speaking good about somebody, again, you have the whole Chafetz Chaim over here. It's just it's easier for me to follow in the real text. He says, when it comes to speaking good about somebody, that's the Issa of Misaper Betovaso. So that's not Lifnei Iver, because that case, Lemaisa, you don't know. You don't know the guy's going to end up speaking Lashon Hara, as opposed to giving you a kos yayin to a nasir, where it's very likely he'll violate the iser. But if I just say nice stuff about you, mehecha tesi. But he's still bothered by the question. If I just say, oh, don't talk to me about so-and-so, how come that's only a vak lashon hara? Shouldn't that be lifnei iver? So if Chafetz Chaim writes that we're not talking about lifnei iver, because maybe the case is that they already began to speak about Reuven, then you said don't speak about him. So in that case, it's mamish chad avr d'nahara, because they're going to speak about Reuven without your assistance. Ve'ein litchos hakushya. Let me just read the last section. Ve'ein litchos hakushya mitam acher v'lomar. D'davka betray avr d'nahara shen yochan nozir b'shum ofen nagyala iser b'lav yidei. Ma'ashen kein bin yoneinu. Don't be docha and say that the only time that's with neighbors when the nozir can't get the iser without me. But in the case of those who can get it without me, so then that's Chad Avdanar, then there's no Lifnei Iver. And over here, the guy could speak Lashon Hara without my assistance. And maybe that's why it's not also as Lifnei Iver. Dize'eno, demake b'no gadol yechiyach. Ad kan Chafetz Chaim. Meaning, the Chafetz Chaim is saying that what do I see from make b'no gadol? Make b'no gadol. I hit my older son. He's going to hit me back. Could my son hit me even if I don't hit him? Is it conceivable that the kid's going to walk over and say, Dad, boom! Right? It's possible. No? So it's not Trey Avid and Ahara. So why is it Lifnei Iver? Zot v'chafetz chayim! I see from the Gemara that Mak ibn Ogadol is an Isser of Lifnei Iver, that when I am instigating an Isser, when you're doing it because of me, that's what they even, even though you could have done it otherwise. That is very similar to Reb Moshe. That's very similar to what the Yad Malachi is saying. The Chafetz Chaim in Kral Tess is distinguishing between instigating the Aveira, and he's quoting this Gemara Moikot Yud Zayin about Makeh no Gadol that's over on Lifnei Iver. Lemaisa, though, we pointed out in the shiur that we gave a couple of weeks ago that the Gemara Moikot Yud isn't such a raya. Makeh no Gadol, we say that's over on Lifnei Iver, it could mean the Gemara often, the Gemara uses the expression over, not that's in the Siddur Rais, but it's in the Siddur Rabbanon of Lifnei Iver. Right? In other words, maybe it's Chayar Avad Nahar, and the Gemara is a saying that by instigating, Chayar Avad Nahar is going to be Usr. Usr what? Midrabanan. Not Usr min HaTorah, perhaps. But the fact is, I'm not convinced that Rav Moshe is right, even though the Chafetz Chaim agrees with Rav Moshe, l'chora, and even though the Yad Malach agrees with Rav Moshe, I don't know. Certainly there are many Gedolei HaPoskim who disagree with Rav Moshe. No? And especially once I have the Svara of Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Svara that Rav Shlomo Zalman has in that other tshuva, that I'm not defining the action as an Aveira. The action is now a mitzvah because I'm being makar of you. So in the situation when I'm inviting someone over in order to spread the warmth of Yiddishkeit, to give them geshmak etcholent, because nothing makes someone frum more than a good thing of cholent. No? That's baduka menusa. So if that's the case, so then I think there is certainly what to rely on to be makel. However, if I'm inviting over my coworker just for a social get-together, I think that's mamish also. Right? Again, a non-observant coworker. Now, isn't there the shach to rely on? Yeah, one could argue that according to the shach would be mutter, but I just don't know if we want to rely on the shach straight up. Especially by an Israelite chilul Shabbos. Right? That the severity is very high. I don't know if we want to be makel just based on the shach. Again? Oh, he's cool. But just because you're cool doesn't mean we hold to everything you say. Yeah. We love the shach. I wish I'd be a Gilgul the shach. I don't think I'm a Gilgul the shach, though. But whatever, yeah.
Is Rav Shlomo Zalman use the same logic as Rav Moshe Sternbach, that it's for the greater picture?
Rav Shlomo Zalman, the other tshuva, speaks about the greater. In this tshuva, it's just a very short little tshuva. It's hard to know what he's getting at.
Is this some source that I need that you can redefine?
Svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know what he says? Rav Shlomo Zalman often has this mode of argument that's like reductio ad absurdum, or it's argument from analogy. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if I'm a doctor and I cut off your finger, usually it's usur to cut off someone's finger, no? But if I cut off your finger for refuah purposes, so I look at the greater picture, I say, no, that's not the isur of lo Yosef pen Yosef lahakoso, right? That's for greater refuah purposes. I'm allowed to cut off your finger in order to heal you. Similarly, to invite you over in order to draw you into Torah, mitzvahs, etc., that's a greater purpose. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara.
Isn't that a dangerous kind of territory?
Yeah. Again, you have to deal with this b'yishuvah. I think that's probably what Rav Soloveitchik meant, that this shaila is one of the more difficult shailas. Because you really have to be shokel b'peles. You have to really weigh exactly why am I inviting this person. If my intention is genuinely kiruv, so then I think it's mutter. I really think that's what you rely on.
That's
if it's
more kiruv than Israel.
What?
That's why you probably have more b'yishuvah.
No idea. No idea. Honestly, the Kirov movement in general is unfortunately a very labor-intensive and highly unsuccessful movement. When you consider the amount of Kirov professionals out there and the amount of Balei Tshuva. Now, also, when we talk about the success of the Kirov movement, we have to weigh the numbers of Balei Tshuva versus the numbers of the people who are OTD. Or the Derech, right? It's really very, very hard. Now, I should point out that Rabbi Bechafer, in his article, contends that there's no machlokas between Rav Moshe and everyone else. He says that even though Rav Moshe Aser is based on Mesis, but he says Rav Moshe is talking about before the Kirov movement really developed. But after the Kirov movement developed, then it's mutter. I don't know. It seems to me, like if you read the Tshuva Nigras Moshe, then Moshe says that the goal is to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. That's what he wrote to Arya Kaplan, L'chanchum. The goal is to give them chinuch. I don't know. I think Rabbi Bechafer, it's a noble endeavor, but it doesn't seem to me like that really holds water. I do think that you could say it's a machlokes, and still that there's room to rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe Sternbach, etc. Yeah.
I heard that Chabad has a policy of don't ask, don't tell about drawing a
yeshiva. Yeah, so in a footnote in Rabbi Bechafer's article, he deals with the Chabad policy. He quotes letters from the Friedeke Rebbe, and I guess the Rebbe who's been Friedeke since Gimel Tamas, but we don't call him the Friedeke Rebbe, whatever, however he's called, but he quotes letters from both of those Rebbes to the effect of that that's not correct, that you should really not invite people over when they'll drive. Lubavitch policy, we know, in reality is not like that, but Rabbi Bechafer just questions how that became Lubavitch policy when it's against the explicit written commands of the Rebbes. Okay, don't know. Okay, Chevra, so any other questions? I'm sure they do, I just don't know. How does that work for lunch? So it could be, I mean, that's what Yoni was asking for. It could be for lunch it doesn't work.
So you have to say they come for Shabbos and then...
So you invite them to come for Shabbos, you invite them to come for Friday night, and then offer them a place to stay. Someone in the Heights asked, they say, come on, offering a place to stay in the Heights is like so unrealistic. I mean, what are you, offering them a couch? I mean, but ultimately, my understanding is that it doesn't have to be, again, if someone is really turned on to Yiddishkeit, they'll stay on the couch. It just seems to me that it's like a technical out.
He's confronting, he's answering emotionally. He's like, as long as you, he's assuming, he says, it's, he points out that they're Tinoch and Ishba already, so the level of error is already lower.
Well, the level of error by objective standards is higher, or is the same, but their level of awareness is, okay. It's an Avera B'Shoga, clearly.
I mean, as part of his whole logic.
Okay.
And then by saying is, he gets from, even if you do say it's Mesas, if you could say that Ramosh would agree, if you, the way you present it is a way that they don't necessarily have to.
Who are you quoting now?
That's not what I'm saying. It's possible that the Rosh Hashanah thing that he's
offering, yeah. So Rosh Hashanah doesn't really address Mesas directly.
This is the way of being around. It does make sense. Like, until it's messy, like, you don't encourage someone to do an avera.
Right.
You encourage them to do something which they can. There are two ways of doing it. If you give them a way which is clearly not an avera, and they choose to do the other way.
Correct.
Say that with Mesa,
that's not Mesa at all. That's it's their decision. Yes. Okay, Chevra. Thank you for listening.